Fuck.
Welcome to what I think.
Prison. Welcome
sure.
to prison.
Welcome to prison. Episode 232.
Damn prison rules, boys.
Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 232. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Pandemic!
What?
And Fozzie.
What was that?
That was a...
Oh, Fozzie wasn't here for my beer.
Yeah. Tony is drinking a beer made of viruses. Jeff is here as well.
Yeah. How are you doing?
Very nice.
And
good man.
And Don.
Hello. Yeah.
And we are gonna sit down and
FA is already upset.
Yeah. He's already drunk too. So this is gonna go really well.
I am fucking hammered and I've never been hammered at the beginning of like any show usually.
I will be pretty drunk by the end of this. Is a big bottle
I'm
of
like, dude, I've had 5-6 shots already, alright? I'm feeling pretty good.
Man.
This is part one of our 2-part game of the year podcast. We're gonna be recording this straight. So like part one will go up, you know, the day after Christmas,
yeah.
You're listening to it now, and then part two will go up January 2nd and reveal our game of the year. And we're going to be drinking all the way through this, so there's
But see, now they don't.
We're recording it all now. We're recording it all now, and I'm drunk at the beginning, so fuck, man.
You're screwed,
nothing that I want to win
see,
is going to
win. Doing it right. Yes.
Oh,
and also,
this delicious.
Right.
I'm going to be coming down. People... I'm going to come down by the end of this. I'm going to be like, oh, man.
The good news is, though, Jeff, that you won't remember what we picked, so it won't matter.
I'll probably listen to the fucking episode.
You're going to have to.
You guys picked Halo again? Motherfucker.
How?
I don't think that's happening with me on board, guys.
Yeah.
So. Unimpressed.
But yeah, this year, the Halo game is not good. So, let's kick it off with our category awards. Though, I'm gonna go left to right here. We've come up with 15 categories. I believe it's 15. In those categories, we have some games we're gonna talk about. First category is best looking game. This has the most nominations for any.
Anyways,
we're going to need to whittle this down. But here are the nominations. Sunset Overdrive, Destiny, Grand Theft Auto 5, Remastered, Dragon Age Inquisition, Super Smash Bros. For Wii U, Mario Kart 8, Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze, Alien Isolation, Child of Light, and Monument Valley.
As you could tell, I was fucking around in this category. I added a lot, but I was serious.
Yeah.
I was serious. I wasn't like joking in them, but like I added like 5 games. Those are like 5.
I would take out. Let's take out Dragon Age.
The thing about Dragon Age is I just love the look of the world. But
have you looked at like the actual? No,
like
of the world?
I was sober.
All ugly.
I was sober for a couple minutes the other day, and I was like playing it. And I was like, man, this looks kind of like last gen a little bit. And I,
a
but,
little
like,
bit,
yeah.
But the thing is, it's like they got the scenery so good on it, and like the way like there is a variety to the environments in it.
The world does look cool. Like if you get close to anything, though, it's a little like ooh.
Yeah, it's very jaggy.
And there's a lot of repetitive textures too, like the iron on like that you can mine in the hinterlands.
And the hair of the people.
Yeah, everything.
The hair looks weird in cutscenes, which is like. You know, we should be well beyond that. Like, they look like a little plastic. It looks like a Lego head, even in the cutscenes.
Dragon Age is gone.
Okay.
The Nintendo games I nominated.
Dragon
the Nintendo games
Overdrive,
I nominated. I stand by.
Let's take out Donkey Kong.
No. Well. Okay.
All right. You're okay with that, Jeff?
I'm okay with it, but I'm saying the Nintendo games I nominated, I think were all among the very best-looking games of the year.
They all have
especially,
very, like, and I mean, we're not just talking
I like
distinctly
Mario.
Graphics. Like, we're talking, like, it
I
could
like
be an art style. It could be, like, it doesn't have to be, like,
yeah.
the most beautiful looking, like, it's just beautiful for, it's best-looking for what
best
it is.
Looking.
Like,
best-looking.
It could be because of the great art style, like, the Wii U games have, or, you know, technical stuff like Alien Isolation or Destiny, like.
I think Alien Isolation was a lot just getting a setting right, like the setting that, you know, and I don't know, it looks great to me. But, all right, I'm going to throw out...
Well, we've crossed off Dragon Age and you agreed to crossing off Donkey Kong. So what else we got here? We got too many. Let's get it down to three.
Well, let me. I don't want to cut the Nintendo ones because I think they're sharp.
I say.
Well, out of the two of those, like Smash Bros. Is probably the best.
Game?
Looking,
what was
right?
the game after Sunset?
Destiny.
Destiny.
Destiny is not the best looking game.
Yeah.
It's
it looked pretty good though.
It's a good looking game. Like
it's a good looking game. I mean, I didn't nominate it, but I'm just saying it. The one I nominated was Grand Theft Auto 5.
I think if we're looking at first person games, like Alien Isolation is better looking than Destiny. But I put Destiny up there. Like it's a really good looking.
It is a good looking.
It is a good looking game. It's just not something that I would call like striking.
Alien, sure. Yeah.
Like
Alien
you don't play Destiny for the visuals.
No.
Or for anything else, but definitely not for the visuals.
I think Destiny's going to come up a lot. All right, so Destiny, you cross that off. All right.
I will throw out what I'm going to throw my power behind one here. And it's one I haven't played. It's just based off trailers. Child of Light. I think that was like on visuals alone. I thought that was a game that, like, it made me want to play it, even though it's not.
It has a very striking art style. I put it up there.
I'm going to elevate it above my Nintendo picks.
Who said about
Monument
Valley?
What was that?
I'll just
say it. I didn't hear what you said, Bob.
You could make a similar argument for Monument, well, for Monument Valley.
Right,
you
well,
make a similar argument
I,
for that,
I,
too.
I put them both on there for the same
looks,
reason. So.
Yeah. I mean...
Well, go ahead.
Fozzie disappeared.
He's going.
Okay.
We just can't
well,
hear him.
Fozzie's gone. I'm going to say it. Fozzie was going to say. Blah, blah, blah.
You can compliment the console. Oh. You can
hello.
Put out for Smash Brothers. You guys can hear me?
Yeah.
So we
yeah.
can now. Okay. Smash Brothers. What were you saying about Smash Brothers?
I was saying that Smash Brothers is really.
That's always the important parts.
Meant the Wii U, like it looks good, and so does
yes.
Mario Kart 8. So
right.
either one of those two, I want it out there. I mean, but like it takes what the console can.
Yes, it
I'm not sure.
Like
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure that Fozzie's argument is that convincing.
Do you want them removed from the list, or you want
no,
them?
No,
he wants them to stay.
He thinks they complement the Wii U a lot.
Alien Isolation should probably go.
Fine, cut it. I don't give a shit.
Well, you do, but we still love you anyway.
I just told you guys my personal pick. My personal pick is Child of Light. Like, I'm going, this is what I think we should vote for, is Child of Light. It looked really pretty to me.
Yeah, I think Alien Isolation should go. Sunset Overdrive, I think that should go too. It's a neat-looking game like Destiny, but not a great-looking game.
I think the in-game...
The Nintendo games look better than Sunset Overdrive, in my opinion.
I think the in-game graphics on
Chris,
that game...
what's left?
Awesome.
What was that?
Like
what's left?
Well, if we're going to cut Sunset, then we're left with the GTA 5.
What do we have, like, to choose
from? Right now, if we're cutting Sunset and Alien Isolation, we're left with the GTA 5 Remastered, Smash, Mario Kart, Child of Light, and Monument Valley. GTA 5 is really good technically, but
it is
kind of last year's game. Like, I mean, they've definitely upgraded.
It does look really good, though.
It was like, really good, man. Yeah. I mean, if we're going to whittle down to top three, it should be in the top three of the best looking games, in my opinion.
I don't know. I think we're going, like all the rest of them, though, are more like a stylish side of things.
Right. And then that's
GTA 5 was a little stylish. I mean, GTA is a little stylish.
Is this best stylized game or is this best looking? Because
it's just best looking.
You can make a good argument.
But you can.
I think GTA 5 is stunning.
Okay.
Like, it is.
Yeah. I'm not ready to dismiss GTA 5. Let's move on.
I think we need to check out one
more Nintendo game and one more of those stylish games at the bottom to whittle it down to the top three. I think that's where it should go at this point. Pick when you pick
Nintendo game.
I agree with
one of those two at the bottom.
I kind of like where Don's going with this. Let's pick one of the Wii U games here.
Okay.
For me,
I think it's Mario Kart.
I think Mario Kart's a better looking game.
All right.
I think because you're moving.
Yeah,
you're constantly moving, and there's stuff that's always coming at you. Whereas Smash is, it's great vistas. But you're not maneuvering in and out of them. Like, there's more going on in Mario Kart, and it's more alive.
And it's hard to really, like, draw a line between the two because, like, they both kind of look the same. Honestly, like, the graphics
are both beautiful.
Yeah.
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 I think because you're moving in Mario Kart, it's more striking.
Sure.
That's fine. So Jeff is throwing behind Child of Light.
I'm behind that.
Yeah, let's get rid of Monument Valley.
Alright, I really think Monument Valley is a beautiful looking game. It's just like, I mean, whatever. I'm good with that. Alright, so we're down to three. Okay. What is our best looking game? Go ahead, Don.
Oh, I was going to say real quick, I think in this spreadsheet we should highlight like
bronze, silver, gold.
Yes.
I'll call it. So
I would like that spreadsheet.
Well, let's pick a winner. Like there's going to be a winner and two runners up. So let's rank them, which is the best looking game.
I'm going to say Mario Kart 8. That's what my pick would be.
Wow.
Ooh.
I respect that. I respect all of these that are left.
I'm going Grand Theft Auto 8, 5, not 8. Wow.
I'm with Fozzie on this. I think Mario Kart 8 is, like, out of these three, I think it's the best looking. GTA 5 is great looking, too.
All right, so it's down to 2-2. Hefe, looks like Child of Light's not winning, but you have
the
decision.
I'm the tiebreaker.
You're a tiebreaker, brother.
Mario Kart it is.
No!
Yeah! That's a nice surprising win there. Mario Kart 8 for best looking.
I think,
wow.
Hefe, are you proud of me?
I'm proud of you. I like that. That was sly. I hope for more of that. I hope this goes on. By the way, I just took another shot.
Old Nintendo's.
Yeah.
No.
Nintendo win everything.
Well, Nintendo's winning streak is going to lose right here because we're moving on to best story, and they don't have a nomination.
Yeah.
Best story. All
right.
So.
And by the way, I'm grabbing a beer real quick right here because I didn't plan ahead well enough. But
what? Sheriff.
Do not forget me in this conversation. Get it going. Just get going. I'll name it, get it a little wet, and I'll be right back.
All right, so we have five nominations in Best Story. South Park, The Stick of Truth. The Wolf Among Us. The Walking Dead Season 2. Wolfenstein, The New Order. And Valiant Hearts.
Who put Valiant Hearts on there?
I did, because that game is fantastic in every way.
I'm just curious. I'd heard about the game, but I hadn't played it, so I'm just wondering.
This is tough, because I'm pretty much going to let you guys decide this, because I've played one or two of these games, I think one game, yes.
Which one?
I forgot already. You said South Park, I haven't played. Valiant Hearts, I haven't played. No, Valiant Hearts, I haven't played, and then also Wolfenstein, and... Wait, so I've played none of these games, so...
Okay, so...
You know what, count me out at this
point. Fozzie is abstaining from this.
Yes.
We need Jeff to come back so he can make
if
a defense.
If I am the tiebreaker, though, I want to hear your defenses for each story
and then I can make an educated
guess.
So my pick is clearly South Park.
So yeah, so... okay.
Because
why
it was surprisingly well done. You know,
was the story good or was it just witty?
It was witty. It was South Park good.
It was like a good string of series of episodes.
Yes. It was a brilliant homage to everything South Park is.
Yeah.
Like one really long episode, like a really long
would be like
a series.
If
the South Park movie, if it was 6 hours long.
Yeah. That's a good kind of look at it. Like, it was definitely put together. It's a longer version, but everything about it is very much, you know, South Park.
Because when I think of South, like, I love South Park. I haven't played this game yet, but I don't think of it like fantastic storytelling. Like, I just think of, like, wit and
it's
insight.
The reason I think it's a good story is because it falls within the South Park realm of storytelling.
It's a good story.
You know?
It's a good story. Is it the best story? No, it's not.
All right, boom. Well, let's let Don finish.
I'm just laying down the law right there.
The problem is, I haven't seen some of these other games.
That's basically your argument here. That's a legitimate art. Like you played this game. It's one of the five that ended up on our list. Like and
So, I mean, I can't stand there if, like, multiple people say, if two of you guys say, like, well, clearly this game's better, I can't argue because, and I know Chris has played probably all of these.
Everything except Valiant Hearts.
Oh, okay.
Tony's
on his own.
I kept telling you to play this game, too, Chris.
Over the last week.
I'm sure it's good, too. I know.
And you have it. That's the part that makes me really sad.
Yeah. There's going to be an episode in March where both me and Chris go, yeah, we should give that best story.
I mean, like, we'll let Tony talk on Valiant Hearts. For me here, my choice would go to Wolf Among Us. I think it's better than The Walking Dead Season 2. I know Jeff hasn't played it yet, but it's kind of like this noir mystery, and Tony and I talked about it a bit with Corey on the night we recorded his podcast, but it just does the Telltale thing, which is, Jeff described it as like great TV, which is kind of what Telltale does really well, and they do this noir storyline with these, you know, fabled characters like Snow White and the Woodsman, and it's just this really cool, like, gritty story, but Mr. Toad is there. And it's just, like, really well done. The characterization's great, and, like, that's something Telltale gets really good. We're getting some wicked echo right now, but...
Oh, all right.
Jeff?
I'm nominated Walking Dead Season 2. And Wolfenstein. What do you want to hear about, motherfucker?
Well, which one would be your pick? Like, which? Well, eliminate one of them.
If I had to eliminate one of them, it'd be tough for me. I think ultimately it's better. Like, I think Walking Dead Season 2 is better, but I'll eliminate it because I think Wolfenstein surprised me more that I liked it. And it was, like, for what it is, it's a fun story. So, like, surprisingly good. So okay. I'll get rid of Walking Dead.
Okay. All right. So, right now we have two arguments kind of for, like, South Park for hitting South Park and being fun, Wolfenstein for being surprisingly fun, and The Wolf Among Us for kind of doing what Telltale does. Tony, tell us why Valiant Hearts should win this.
It was the one game that I've played in the past, I would say, 4 years that actually made me feel emotions.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's so pretty hard.
Done. You might as well just mark ours off the list right now. Tony felt emotions.
Yes. Shit. It tells a really, like, heartfelt tale that ends up being pointedly sad in a way that you don't expect. I don't know. It's hard to explain how good this game is as a war game in which you never actually carry a gun. And the way it uses, like, the mechanics to actually tell the story of how horrible things are without actually saying, you know, World War I was horrible. You're like, you know it's horrible because your guy is taking cover behind a pile of dead bodies who are actually his friends. And it just evokes, like, such feelings. And I just haven't felt that from a game in so long.
It amazes me, though, that Tony has feelings, really.
Right.
Hey, it amazes me, too. Like, I didn't realize they were there still.
And because of that, and, like, Tony's not somebody that really goes for story in these games, like, I kind of think that maybe that's our winner.
Yeah.
I kind of feel that way. Because, like, just because it's not just Tony, it's just a lot of people that play that game. That's, like, the highlight of it. It's a good game, but also the story is very good. I don't know how I feel about losing to a Telltale game or Wolfenstein, but I kind of trust that it has a really good story. If you're fucking lying to me, though...
Dude. I am not.
Believe me,
Tony would not lie about having emotions.
That's
Jeff.
Right.
Come on.
Think about how embarrassing it is for me to admit that I...
Yeah, but you said you felt emotional about your characters. That's not... You know, I didn't feel shit about that. I was like, what?
I didn't feel anything for those guys. That was other people.
So this is...
I thought they were in your platoon.
I let them die. I didn't care.
So, all right, we have to eliminate one of these other three.
Do we, though?
Wait.
I mean,
I thought we already agreed.
Yeah, I'd say get rid of South Park. I'm sorry. It's like, South Park is great, and I think it follows the show exactly, but that's what the show does, is good storytelling. You're not going to expect the story to suck in South Park. I don't know.
This isn't most surprising story, though.
Yeah, I know, I got that, but like, come on, really? That was the best story.
I will say this about Valiant Hearts was the best story, Jeff. I will say this about Wolfenstein: the story is the best part about it.
Did you finish it, Chris?
Huh? I didn't finish it. I played about halfway through.
The gameplay kind of sucked.
You did or did not?
No, I did. I did not finish it. The story was the best part.
Can I tell you guys what happens at the end, as like for a fun factoid, or no?
Does it add to the argument
that we should keep it on above South Park?
Yeah, above South Park.
Go ahead.
Well, at the very end, like, you go and you've, like, basically defeated the Nazis, and you beat that, like, one guy who's, like, the big enemy. Like, you think you'd beat him. And, like, right as he's about to die, like, he hands you something, and it's a grenade with the pin pulled out. And then you get, like, a call, or no, wait, something like that. But then you get a call. You get a call from your fucking, your girl, who's going to send a nuke in that area. And she's like, is it all good to go? And you're like, yeah. Basically, you say, like, you know you're screwed, so drop the nuke, and that's how it ends, with like you saying that to go ahead and drop the nuke, but then it cuts to black. I think it's a fucking cool ending.
It is. You
for don't... South Park, that's yes. Pretty interesting. Yes.
Well, I mean, you beat South Park, right? Right.
Yeah, I beat South Park.
I mean, you travel through a dude's butthole at the end of that game.
Right. Right.
I don't know. That's a pretty fucked up way to end it.
And I mean, the storytelling to create that is just
like how do you fit into the butthole and like explaining all that.
I think you said that none of you guys have beat fucking Wolfenstein, man. You would love that game if you beat it.
No.
All right. Well, for the sake of
carrying this on, let's just remove South Park and let's go into best multiplayer.
Okay.
I'll take one for the
Donnie's making one for the team. Donnie
Hearts.
Valiant Hearts 1, yes. We had already decided that, so...
Yeah, Valiant Hearts 1, we were just determining which was
the top
3.
We were just having fun.
Yeah, what was the other... I don't know if that was fun, but... kind of torturous, actually. All right, best multiplayer. This could be a combination of cooperative multiplayer, competitive multiplayer. I don't think we split that out.
It's multiplayer.
Do we have couch multiplayer, though, as well?
We do have a couch multiplayer.
Like a separate category for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is best multiplayer.
Best multiplayer in general. It could be online multiplayer, cooperative multiplayer, competitive multiplayer. You could be playing it on the couch with your buddy. You could be playing it, you know, as we generally play games.
Right.
So here's our nominees: Titanfall, Call of Duty, Advanced Warfare, Destiny, Diablo 3, Reaper of Souls, Super Smash Brothers for Wii U. Mm-hmm. And Little Big Planet 3.
What? Jeff, wait, where did that last one come from?
Jeff, put that on there.
Let's throw that one right out.
None of you, motherfuckers,
immediately.
None of you guys have played Little Big Planet 3, have you? It's fun.
About Little Planet anymore, Jeff.
It's fun, dude.
No one cares about that.
Cross it off. Go ahead, cross it off.
No, what, do you want to make an argument for it? I mean, I'm crossing it off.
Go ahead.
It's fun. Go ahead, cross it off. Because you know what? There's two more that I'm comfortable with as winning, and I swear to God, every one of them. It was fucking Titanfall.
It's obviously Titanfall.
It's
not Titanfall.
I think Titanfall has to be in the top three here. I don't think there's any way around it.
You're done, Jeff. You're both.
Not just gonna die.
I will throw Smash in there as the top three contender.
Yeah,
for sure. Titanfall, I would throw Smash in there. It's really good. In case you haven't played it yet,
And that's what that game is designed around. Like, it is designed around multiplayer. And it's a really good game. Like, exactly. It is a multiplayer game.
That game is like, yeah, dude. Here's my opinion. I'm gonna throw it out real quick. It's either that or Diablo. Those are the two best like pure multiplayer games right there.
I would say Diablo 3 should.
Diablo's nice
because we have that couch co-op, and that's honestly it's stronger.
Don't even put that in your head yet, because couches get a separate category. But
And
okay. Wait.
Here's the thing. Titanfall. They're also good couch co-op games. Smash and Diablo, you can play on couch co-op. You know,
you can.
Co-op. Right, but that's okay. This is just great. I think general multiplayer. So I mean, if you want Diablo in there, but I think for sure we have Titanfall. That's absolute fact. Now, I would be comfortable putting Smash in the top three. Would anyone else disagree with that?
No. I think that game should be in
okay.
there.
Yeah,
okay.
I wouldn't disagree with it, although I do think okay. Titanfall, Call of Duty, and Destiny, best parts of Destiny are when you are playing with other people.
So
that's
what?
The only the good parts about
but
Destiny.
Right.
That is the only good parts of Destiny. Like, and I think, like, I think that the
it's like talking about the best parts of lobotomy. Okay,
but
like, this is so much nicer afterwards.
I've been meaning to get, by the way.
So, all right, we will cross Destiny off. I'm a little sad at that because I do think it is the way.
No.
Destiny, whenever you're playing with other people, you're playing with a couple of buddies, and you're playing on a really hard like setting, not just regular playing through the game. But if you're playing on a challenging section, that game shines.
Which is fantastic, except you have to play for hours and hours to even get to that point.
No, you don't.
No, you do. I did not enjoy
it. Also, here's the thing.
You do have to kind of grind up. You have to play through everything and get to level 20 before you can even kind of start playing on those harder difficulty levels.
And that's one of the things you need for a really good multiplayer game. You need to like be able to sit down with your friends and say, hey, guys, let's check this out. And everyone should enjoy it. But Destiny's not like that. You have to play for a long time for it to be interesting.
All right. So,
Diablo 3, just really quick, is that Diablo 3 can like get you, if you're playing with a level 40 guy, it will just boost you up to that level 2, right. Which is really nice. And like Destiny, it's like, oh shit, you're level 13, I'm only level 8, you know, like
yeah,
we have to go back and do my stupid mission. So,
or you better just hide behind him and let him kill everything for you.
Exactly. So it's like, I like Diablo because Diablo is smart for this generation where we're not old, we have things to do, like
it definitely
some
has
people
very,
have
it has
time
very
to level
smart,
up. Some people don't. So
has smart multiplayer design. Yes. So what
right.
about Call of Duty here?
And this is a guy who remember I hate Diablo 3 as well. So
Titanfall.
I love
Call
of Duty.
Good. Like I mean,
it's
just,
better than
it's
Call of Duty. Call of Duty is great, but
I think Titanfall should win.
Titanfall
sure,
is much better.
Titanfall should be in that top three, not Call of Duty.
You just want to rant about how fucking Diablo should win.
What?
No, he went on a rant about how Diablo 3 should be in the top 3.
Yeah, I think it should be in the top 3, but Titanfall, everything about just the how easy right. it is to get in and out and just like the multiplayer aspect.
Are we good with eliminating Call
yes.
of Duty from best multiplayer?
I can
yes.
Okay. So our top 3 are Titanfall, Diablo and Smash.
Three completely different games.
They are three very different multiplayer
yes.
games.
Where's the disagreement?
This is vote-based, right? This is vote-based.
Yes.
It is vote-based.
I'm going Diablo 3.
Yes.
I'm going to throw my vote out. Diablo 3.
Okay.
All
right. Don?
Don.
Oh, why do I got to be second?
You don't have to be, Tony.
Titanfall.
Don? I'm Titanfall as well, so
I'm gonna go.
I say Titanfall, so that's three. Oh,
that's four. Okay. Sorry, Hefe.
I only want to remember. Sorry, Blizzard. I'm very sorry. I know you're sad.
I mean, there's nothing to be sorry about. I think we just determined that it's
sure
a great multiplayer game. All right, best loot.
Why are we
the loot is Destiny sucks.
I love how Destiny's even included. I think I put that.
I did not put Destiny on here, but it is nominated. Here are the rest of the nominees: Diablo 3 Reaper of Souls, Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, Dragon Age Inquisition, and Forza Horizon 2.
What's the loot in that?
The leveling.
No,
game. Come on, it's better than Destiny's fucking loot.
That's true. Just let's mark Destiny off.
All right,
let's mark Forza
off. Right. Yeah,
I actually think Forza has better loot than Dragon Age, but I'm okay with that.
I think it does too. I think Dragon Age should be marked off. Call of Duty should be marked off. All the suck for loot except for Diablo.
Call of Duty's loot is pretty cool.
It's okay.
Diablo's fantastic.
I would take off Dragon Age.
I was going to say that Duty actually does a really good job.
What were you going to say?
I think this should be.
I would say Dragon Age, because like Dragon Age, yeah, you get loot in it, but it's like so rare, and then like most of the time it's garbage. You know, yeah, at least with Diablo, you get Diablo and Call of Duty. They feed that loot addiction, man. They like give that shit to you real good.
All right, so where are we going with this, Diablo or Call of Duty?
Okay, let's make picks.
But all right, I'm gonna actually, you know what? I'm gonna change my argument. I'm gonna go Call of Duty because it refreshes Call of Duty. And it is good loot.
Sure. I'm kind of the same way. Like, I like the loot in Diablo, but it just... There's nothing that you want to hold on to for very long. Like, it's not...
That's true.
It's like that really, that really quick loot. Like,
they're convincing me.
whereas Call of Duty is like... You get that chest, and it's like, all right, what the fuck's in it? And then, like, if you don't like it, you can use it to upgrade, like... experience points or whatever. You can sell that shit off, and like there's value to it. Selling your loot in Diablo is useless because gold at some point becomes pointless.
Oh yeah.
So a lot of the loot you get in Diablo is completely worthless. So I think like the loot actually is more valuable in Call of Duty.
So two for Call of Duty.
But here's the thing is that when you do get loot and you have to break it down, it does give you also items where you can go to the person.
Yeah, for anything.
And even
that's rare.
If you make uniques, even sure. and like set pieces, that's a tough one. It is because I agree with what you're saying. Is like when you get that rare gun in Call of Duty, you can use that for fucking hours. Literally in Diablo 2, I don't know if I've held on to a sword for more than like 2 hours. Like I feel nothing
that's
towards the sword
of it,
because
that's some of the fun of it. Is
it is. It is.
Yeah, it is. And the loot looks great and. Like just trying to get like set piece parts too, and you're like, oh fuck! Like that's what drew me into Diablo 2, and I think the loot 2.0 patch that they put in helped.
They fixed it a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you were getting legendary items in the first like 5 hours of that game, which is great because, like, it made it fun, and I'm gonna have to. I can't make a decision yet. Hefe, are you going to Diablo?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Jeff's going Diablo. We have two for Call of Duty.
Napo is going to be the tiebreaker because I say Diablo as well.
It's Diablo or Call of Duty for loot.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the world we live in now.
Right?
I think I got to go with Diablo.
All right. Yeah!
Nice.
All right.
I don't think Don and I are upset about that
in
any way.
I'm not upset.
Call of Duty's up there is pretty cool, too.
Yeah,
people are gonna be like, you people are nuts.
Call of Duty.
People have already stopped listening by now.
Yeah, no. Call of Duty and best loot. These people have lost their fucking mind.
We're just spitting truth, okay? So they can just deal with it. They don't.
All right, best remaster.
I haven't played a single remaster, so I'm abstaining.
Okay, you might have to be the tiebreaker, but
great.
So Grand Theft Auto V.
All right, where are the
Halo, the Master Chief Collection. Tomb Raider, the Definitive Edition.
Has anybody played that? Just curious.
I haven't. I
haven't. And I played a little bit of it. Pokemon Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yes. And The Last of Us Remastered. Bless you.
I'm going to throw out GTA 5. That's really good.
Yeah, let's get rid of
Tomb Raider. Okay. Cut it down.
Last of Us. Let's cut that.
I think we should cut the lake.
I agree.
Did Jeff, you played it? Did it upgrade the game significantly?
No, not really. Okay. Not really. But
goodbye.
It's still a really good game, though.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Halo probably next because it. Was broken.
That's such a shame to say, but it's gone.
It's gone.
But the multiplayer was broken.
The heart and soul of it.
As the remaster itself of Halo 2 wasn't broken, and it worked really well.
Okay, so
like that was the remastered part. Like,
there's so much content in that too. It's fucking four games. There's like
1 million achievements. Literally 1 million achievements.
As much as I like Tomb Raider, I think that's the one.
That's probably the clear. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with that.
I don't think Halo should win this by any stretch.
I think Grand Theft Auto 5 should win this. I mean, we can just Halo 2 and Pokemon are second and third.
I would vote Grand Theft Auto 5 based on the fact that it looks pretty fucking spectacular for what it is.
It is. And the online is now like
and the first person mode actually does do something different. Like,
it does. Yeah, it's a true remaster.
It looks nicer, but it didn't give you anything different.
Yeah, Tomb Raider was the same game, just prettier. Grand Theft Auto gives you kind of like a new, you know, a new way to play the game. Halo upgraded, you know, Halo 2 and Pokemon upgraded those games significantly. I'm with you guys. I think
is Halo
GTA 5
is for sure because I think GTA 5 for sure, but
I think
Halo's second.
I'm just kind of referring to them as the runners up. I'm not really splitting them out into 2 and 3. So Halo and Pokemon are the runners up. Yeah. All right. So Grand Theft Auto, most improved sequel, with 5 nominees here: Call of Duty: Advanced Warfare, Dragon Age Inquisition, Super Smash Bros. For Wii U, Madden NFL 15, and Mario Kart 8.
It's Call of Duty.
It's got to be improved, so I think Mario Kart is hard to do because those games are all.
Mario Kart is significantly improved. I don't know if Smash is improved. I don't know if I go that far. The online is improved, but I mean it's Smash.
I don't think Smash has improved.
I don't either. I think it has improved,
but it was already at maximum capacity.
Mario Kart improved over 7.
That's the thing, is that it has nowhere to improve.
What about Madden here, Tony? I put Madden on the list, but
yeah, Madden should probably be on this list because this is like the best Madden since 2007. Like,
so Madden, dude, we cut it.
Right, but it's still Mario Kart. Like, I mean, like, we're
all right. The answer is one half dozen.
It's a category of sequels, Jeff.
Jeff, we're trying to eliminate 2 first.
I know, I'm cutting that right to the heart of the matter
That's fine. Can we eliminate the other one so we get down to 3?
I don't think any of us are arguing about Call of Duty being on this list.
No, it belongs here.
It belongs in the top 3, correct.
I've decided. Mario Kart.
I don't care how good it is. Football. Come on.
I put Mario Kart on the list. I'm willing to chop it. Any seconds?
I think the last Mario Kart was also seen as pretty good. Like, I'm not sure.
Okay, so what is the top 3?
The last 3? Mario Kart was specifically on the 3DS.
Right.
This is way better. It was way better.
What they've done improvement wise with, you know, they've now added DLC. I don't know if you can include that in there, but it's definitely
Zelda. Ooh.
The DLC. Is
I'm kidding.
It really is fantastic. And it's cheap. Like, they're giving you 8. What is it? $11.99. They're giving you 8 new tracks for. That's half of. Actually, it's more than. Is it 8? It's 8 tracks, right? That's half. It's 8 tracks a piece. So
we got 8
total.
We got now. We're gonna get 8 more.
Yeah. So it's half the game for $11. Like, they're giving you another
you
half
get
16 of Mario
tracks for $12, dude.
It's quality. I am like, you know, if Tony's saying Madden is that improved over past Maddens, like, I'm kind of Mario Kart 7 was still good, it just wasn't, like,
I agree, because I mean,
get rid of Madden, dude, come on, give it up.
No,
it's Madden. I don't care how good it is, it's Madden, dude. I don't care if it was the best FIFA ever made, it's still FIFA. Get rid of that shit. Out the door. Kicked on the street.
Fozzie?
Into the gutter.
I was just going to say that the thing is that all, like, first games that ever go on a next gen for sport games are always garbage. So if we're looking purely at most improved, I'm going to have to say Madden as well, just because it's like 25. Madden 25 was just, it was like garbage.
It's pretty bad.
So, Hefe, if we're looking at most improved, we got to take
the last game.
You're not going to tell me, all right, dude. Call of Duty Ghosts,
no,
Call of Duty Advanced
no, no,
Warfare.
We're not.
We're just
I think we're debating over Mario Kart and Madden to cut.
Yeah.
Which one do we cut?
Let's make picks. I say Madden.
Still.
I say we cut Mario Kart 8.
All right, that's my vote, Mario Kart 8. You do what you want with that.
All right.
Okay, that's
Mario Kart. I don't care. I know what that means.
I don't know either. Here's our final three. Call of Duty, Dragon Age, and Madden.
Dragon Age.
I'm going Call of Duty. Ghost was pretty much
Call of Duty. Ghost was awful. We were talking about the end of that series. Like,
Call of Duty as well.
That's how bad Ghost was. Everybody was like, this is Call of Duty's finale. And it came back. Dragon Age 2 isn't a fantastic game, but it's not like, oh my god, the series is dead now.
Good point.
Yeah, you guys know how I feel about Call of Duty. This one I loved, and I played it a lot, and I'm going to play it more, I'm sure, you know.
It's so, a really good Call of Duty.
All right, so four people say Call of Duty. Yeah, so Call of Duty's a winner. Nice.
Yeah. All
right.
long argument. Over.
Biggest surprise. Bayonetta 2.
Okay.
Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. Quiz Up. Middle-Earth Shadow of Mordor. And The Crew.
I nominated Quiz, start. By the way.
Who said The Crew?
I did.
I want to hear their explanation. Oh.
All right. That's exactly why. I'll start because that's the oddball in this group.
Oh, shit.
Do it.
So, I love Need for Speed racing games. Like the Need for Speed Underground, Need for Speed Underground 2. Back when street racing games were good, you can customize your cars. You can really customize your cars in this game. Physics are kind of
odd. The physics suck. They're awful. But all right, go ahead.
No, whenever you hit something,
I can't stand driving in that game.
When you're actually driving, it's mediocre. It's better than Grand Theft Auto. I mean, come on.
Jesus, but you're not buying Grand Theft Auto to drive cars. You're doing.
I would hope so. It's a racing game.
But I don't think it's going to win at all. But it was the biggest surprise for me this year.
Okay.
We can probably go ahead and cut it now. But
okay. You're okay with us cutting it?
Not necessarily that means that.
I am. Because
you wanted to get it out there that you thought it was a surprise for you.
I hope that they expand on that. And maybe someone else, you know, not Ubisoft, takes it and makes an actual racing game out of that.
Yeah. I think Middle Earth and Call of Duty belong on this list.
Quiz Up belongs on that list, too.
Yeah.
I agree. I wanted to hear Jeff's argument for Bayonetta.
Outside
of he was surprised.
Didn't expect it to be good.
Were you surprised by it?
Having played the first game, like, I am not at all surprised that it was really, really good.
Really?
Like, the first game was awesome.
Right, no, right. That's the thing. That's why I nominated it, because I was
surprised for
you. Okay. But if you had played Bayonetta 1, maybe you would have thought it was.
Yeah. I wasn't surprised that people were really like, Bayonetta 2 is awesome. Like, I was like,
yeah.
Okay. I didn't like Bayonetta 1, so I probably won't like Bayonetta 2. Like,
yeah, I mean, I would be fine with cutting it. It was just, for me, okay. I had to put it up there.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Don on this. Quiz Up kind of surprised me that it came out of nowhere and was awesome. So
Quiz Up actually.
I nominated Quiz Up, by the way. I was not nominated. Just throwing it out there.
All right. I don't think Quiz Up wins this, though.
Oh. I think it should.
Really?
I think Shadow of Mordor wins this.
I think the three that are left are all like.
I disagree with that.
You think?
Yeah.
You disagree with Mordor winning this, Fozzie?
For me, I wasn't surprised by it. I think that. Huh?
Go ahead. Now,
can
you
guys hear me?
Damn.
Okay, just making sure. Sorry. No, I think that for me, it just wasn't a surprise. I thought that it looked good from the get-go. And it just... for me, I think it was Call of Duty just because it didn't look that great.
It looked like Call of Duty.
I don't know, just off of what I saw before last year.
So,
right.
Tony, your argument for Shadow of Mordor.
Well, the thing about Shadow of Mordor, you got a new studio making a licensed title. Like, those are almost never good.
Monolith's not new. But they've never made this type of game. Oh, they've been around for. They made No One Lives Forever right. back in like the early '90s, like mid '90s.
Mm.
They've been around a while, but they've never made this type of game. Like, they've always made first person shooters, and like they made Condemned and
right.
Like, they've never made an action adventure game of this sort. And it licensed. Yes, agreed on that. Anybody else got an argument for?
I mean, it was. I think. Well. I was just going to say, I think that Shadow kind of exceeded my expectations, and it looked really good. I just, from what I read, I was like, oh, man, this looks like it's going pretty awesome. But I think for kind of biggest surprise, I think that Advanced Warfare for me was, that would be my pick.
Yeah.
Personally.
I kind of want to go quiz up, but if I'm going to have to throw my power behind something, it's going to be Call of Duty.
Well, give an argument for quiz up. Like, because Don, I think, said Quiz Up, right?
Yeah.
So, I would not.
Yeah,
like,
Quiz Up was really good.
I do not like trivia games.
I don't play my games on my phone at all, and someone said download this, and I did. I started playing it, and it was really fun, and, like, somehow, like, all of us started playing it, and we'd be challenging each other. Like, I just, that's, the only game I really played on my phone a bunch. So that's why it was a big surprise for me. Like, it was free. Like, that's a big surprise, too.
Okay.
Yep.
The only other thing about Call of Duty. The only other thing about Call of Duty is that it's been great before. Like, how are you surprised by a great Call of Duty game? Like, it's happened
before.
Because
it's been so long, man.
It hasn't been that
long.
No,
it hasn't been. Like, one year it sucked.
No, I hated it.
I didn't like Call of Duty up until last year.
I think this one is way
I thought better. Black Ops 2 was good.
It was good. It was. It was real good.
Black Ops 1 was really good.
Fantastic, but neither is Advanced Warfare. Advanced Warfare is really good. Not, right. Oh my fucking god, fantastic.
I think that Call of Duty has been losing its, like, appeal, though, for what would you say, the hardcore gamers, I guess. But this actually took guys that I have not played the past two Call of Duty.
Right.
It has kind of just, like, I don't care for the franchise, but I think that Advanced Warfare kind of brought me into it.
Okay.
Can you guys not hear me?
No.
Yeah,
we can't hear you. Okay. All right, so we got one for Middle Earth, one for Quiz Up, and two for Call of Duty, because Jeff is throwing his weight behind Call of Duty, even though he said, yes, Quiz Up. So I'm confused.
Life's hard when you're drunk.
So it's either I throw this into a full-on tie or I break it.
Do what you believe, Chris. Do what you
break
believe.
Tie. You have to go with one or the other. Come on.
I'm not surprised I like Quiz Up. I was surprised that we ended up playing it as much as we did.
Oh, boy.
I think I got to go Call of Duty here.
Yeah!
Just for the simple fact that, like, I was surprised that we all really kind of got into it enjoyed it and played it, and it was good because, as Fozzie said, like, it kind of looked like Call of Duty, and it wasn't really all that impressive coming out. I don't have enough information on Shadow of Mordor. Like, it's really cool, and it kind of scared me a bit going in, but I wasn't, like, I didn't know what to think about going in. I really thought Call of Duty was going to suck. And it didn't.
Yeah, it's really good. I agree with you on that.
Alright. Well, sorry, Shadow Mortar.
Still a good game.
It is.
So is Quiz Up.
See ya.
Alright. Quiz Up is good. Alright, most disappointing.
Oh, God.
This ought to be fun.
Whoa.
There, sad category.
This should be a fucking list.
First of all,
this is a list.
Wait, what the fuck, dude?
Alright, wait, let me name off the nominations, Jeff, before you start getting incredulous.
Jesus. Why are you angry already?
I know.
Destiny, Halo the Master Chief Collection, Sunset Overdrive, Civ Beyond Earth, Assassin's Creed Unity, and Thief. I think Destiny and Halo belong on this list.
Destiny certainly belongs on this list, and I'd have to agree with Halo too.
Yeah. The rest of them, I give fucks all about anyways, except for Sunset Overdrive. How do, who, like,
that,
man,
that was not.
That wasn't. Oh, man. Now, see, I had no expectations leading up to this game until I did my release list that week, and I started watching some trailers like I usually do. I'm like, dude, that game actually looks pretty sweet. I mean, it looks like Tony Hawk with guns. Come on.
Yeah, it is.
And it is, but it's so clunky, man. It's ridiculously cumbersome. And I didn't just play it for like 30 minutes like I do most games and like give up. I mean, I played it for a solid 4 or 5 hours. And the whole time I'm thinking, man, this could just be so much easier. It could be so much more fluid.
I thought it was fine.
No, it's not.
We're
crossing it out. Fuck that. Fuck your anti-fucking Semitism.
Thief? can we cross off Thief?
Yes. I don't think a lot of people expected a whole lot of Thief to begin with.
I wanted Thief to be good, and I was really disappointed by it, but I don't think anybody else was like, hey, Thief is going to be awesome. Assassin's Creed Unity.
I'm all about that.
It's disappointing because of how broken it is.
Let's hold on to that. Let's not cut that just yet. Let's see if there's anything else we can cut.
I kind of want to hear Tony's point on Civ Beyond Earth, because he's
I love Civ games, and
yeah, I kind of think that belongs on this list with Halo and Destiny.
No, Civ 5.
This is Civ Beyond Earth, not Civ 5, and
it's
It makes me cry to say that I did not like it, but I did not like it. I kept trying to get into it, but the game is pretty annoying.
That is true. This is like the only Civ game that's gotten like kind of mediocre reviews.
Yeah, I think the bad part about it is the funnest part about Civ is like the first like couple hours where you're like advancing your civilization and like growing really fast, like exploring the world, and they make it so annoying. They make the world so hostile, and there's a substance called miasma which covers everything and it hurts your units, so you're like growing really slowly and trying to avoid it. It just makes it so tedious and cumbersome and just not fun.
Hmm.
Do you think that belongs here?
Okay, so we're not going to cut that.
I do think it belongs here.
I think Assassin's Creed is disappointing, but I think it's more disappointing that Ubisoft released it in such a broken state. I don't know if once the game gets fixed, if it'll be that disappointing.
Oh.
Right.
Is that what we're saying, though? I thought this is kind of like...
Well, it's like... If that's the case,
then Halo shouldn't be on that list either, you know what I mean? Because that's kind of the big deal with Halo's online is it's broken.
True. That's fair. That is certainly fair.
I agree with that. Okay. I agree with that.
I think there's other issues with Halo.
Would put
outside of just the matchmaking being broken.
Shot.
Yeah. I got you.
All right. So. Destiny and Civ on this list, right? Yes?
Yes. And then, so where are the other picks? What have we cut? What's left?
Well, all we've cut so far is
Steve. Sunset can't be on there. Come on.
Yeah, I can.
It's a disappointment. Nobody. It's a good game.
Yeah, I don't think it's a disappointment. So.
I think you're disappointed because you don't like it, Don. I think a lot of people other than you like it. I think that's... what were your expectations for Sunset Overdrive?
Right,
you disappointed.
Fun. That's what I expected. I didn't get any fun out of that. Right?
I mean, isn't that like a fundamental expectation?
I would like to just rewind like about 3 minutes to when Don explained his expectations going into Sunset Overdrive, where he was like, "I didn't have any expectations up until Monday before." Right. Well, you came up with expectations on release day, or like the release Monday, when you were putting up your list, and you're like, "Hey, this game," and all of a sudden, then it's like, "Oh shit, that actually sounds pretty fucking disappointing to get so high and to just plummet the way you did." I don't know. Like, I mean, from a personal disappointing standpoint, I think Don has a pretty good argument. I don't think it belongs here, but I think Don has a good argument.
So Nick's Halo, Assassin's Creed, Destiny wins the category, and we move on.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it's all about.
Destiny was super disappointing. We didn't touch on Destiny. We didn't have to talk about it.
We really didn't. I love the game. It's my personal game of the year, but I understand.
All right. Most working game at launch. This is kind of the...
this will be an interesting category.
Shall we revisit two of those ones we mocked off?
Yeah, two of those ones we just knocked off most disappointing, and it was because they were broken. Assassin's Creed Unity, Halo, the Master Chief Collection, Drive Club, and Watch Dogs are the other two games.
Was Watch Dogs broken at launch? I don't recall.
I don't remember that.
There was you could not get into any of the multiplayer stuff.
No.
That's every game. Come on.
First week. But there were missions that required you to play the multiplayer.
Oh,
like there's that one, like we were supposed to kind of hunt down he's the purple mark on him, and they're like doing the phone, and like it's a single player mission, and you're supposed to do that, and you couldn't do it because it wanted you to do the multiplayer portion. But I'm okay with cutting that because I think the other three were worse off.
Yeah, I want to go with Drive Club, honestly. I haven't played it, but I never got my free version. So, first of all, right there, fuck you, Sony. Welcome to the rats, bitch.
I'm kind of with Jeff on this one. Like, they did not release the free version because this game was so broken, and they still haven't released it, which...
And it's like, it doesn't work at all. Like, wasn't the whole point of the game to play online, and like it doesn't? That's the part that doesn't work.
Yeah, it was an online driving game that didn't work online.
So, I mean, I kind of that. I mean, Halo hurts the most to me because I care about Halo, but like that shit sounds really broken.
Anybody for Assassin's Creed?
Whoa,
Assassin's Creed was pretty busted. Anybody for Assassin's Creed?
That one is utterly broken at launch.
Yes, I agree with that.
Like, some of these other games, like, Halo's matchmaking was broken, but the game wasn't unplayable.
Right, you can play the single player.
It's fun, yeah. That's
absolutely.
But Drive Club, though, that's the one that's supposed to be free.
Well, Drive Club was built around an online community, and you couldn't do any of that. Like,
right, and Assassin's Creed, I think, was, like, the goofy face and some other stuff. Like, nothing, like...
I say give it to Drive Club.
You guys ever play Assassin's Creed multiplayer? It was bad. It was bad. I would join other people's games.
Right. But I think that's what we were saying, right? Like,
okay,
Fozzie, is that like you could still play an aspect of the game, right? Like it wasn't. It was, you know, it had bugs and other issues.
Oh, there was bugs, my friend.
But did it prevent you from like actually doing what the game was designed to do?
What is this category again? Remind me the category,
most
sir.
Most broken game at launch.
Okay, so are we making arguments for? So you're Assassin's Creed, Halo, and what's the other one?
And Drive Club.
Drive Club.
Those are
three. Yeah.
I think Assassin's Creed is a really good runner-up.
I feel like Ubisoft should win it. Or just for being a fucking fuck up this year, because that's what they were pretty much. So I want to throw my weight behind Unity. That's just me, because I spend hours like playing multiplayer. Like you think it works, it does not.
I think this award does,
but the multiplayer is the worst thing I've ever seen.
I think this award comes down to Unity or Drive Club, because both of those, like Sony. Like released free DLC for Drive Club and like they've been apologizing out their ass and they're kind of hoping nobody sues them over this. Assassin's Creed, like they canceled their season pass and all that content's going to be free, and they're they're actually, if you bought the season pass, they actually gave you a free game outside of that. Halo, they've been it's kind of fucked up. We're getting there. Like, I don't know. Like, they don't seem quite as... It doesn't seem quite as broken. It is broken, but not as bad.
Okay. So, Drive Club is purely online racing. That's it? That's all you can do?
Yeah.
Well, you could do, there's some single player stuff, but the way you progress in that game is by joining drive clubs. And
well, that's what I'm saying, is that, like,
yeah.
Like, is that game playable in any sense, like, even single player?
It is now.
I haven't played it.
It is now.
Okay, it's now, but not.
But at launch. At launch is what we're going with, though.
But it launched October 6th, and it was broken into November.
That's like a month and a half there. So I'm okay with Drive Club. I'm just saying that Unity, I had some bad issues with it, but yeah.
I mean, I know
Drive Club it is.
Unity did prevent Tony from playing it.
That's true.
First, right?
Although apparently the patch came out this week, I could actually play it now. But...
Yeah, I haven't played it in a couple weeks either, so I should get back into it. Because it's four, fun. Right? Like it's a fun game. It's just those bugs, man.
Really all right. Bad. So this is the most Tony game of the year.
Okay.
Dominees are Divinity Original Sin.
Yes.
Europa Universalis 4, Conquest of Paradise.
Yes.
Nice.
Civ Beyond Earth.
Yes.
And Wasteland 2, which Tony didn't play, but I think that's pretty...
But it's a very Tony game that Tony's planning on getting during this Steam sale.
Yeah, that is a Tony game.
Yeah, I also have to add, I think, Valiant Hearts, which is a very Tony game.
Oops.
Probably not in the classic style of Tony games, though, which is why...
No, I wouldn't have thought, like, an adventure game would be...
Does Tony get a say on Tony's game?
I don't know, does he? We didn't set ground rules for this.
I mean, I'm fine if you guys want to pick which one of these is the Tony game of the year. I'm fine.
I call it Europa because of the fucking name.
Me too, like, but not because of the name.
All right, well,
that was the one where they changed the Western Hemisphere, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
like,
that's definitely
Western
that's...
Hemisphere and like explore. It was great.
Yeah.
All right. Let's not even pick runners up for these special people awards. Let's just that's the most Tony game of the year.
Clearly,
based on the name, right, Jeff?
Right. Yeah, based on the name. Most Jeff game of the year. There's only two nominees here.
Weird.
Little Big Planet 3 and Shovel Knight.
How's Wolfenstein not on this list?
Yeah,
because that would be the only award that game was going to win.
And how is every other Nintendo game made not on that list?
No.
Yeah.
Wolfenstein to me is what I would say.
Nobody films anything here. Well, we can add Wolfenstein in.
Well, that's my vote, but I can't vote. It's my thing. You know?
You're right. But you did call that weird rule where you can add one game to a category.
Yeah. Oh! I'll use it right here. Wolfenstein. I'll throw that in the mix.
Oh,
you guys get to vote, though. It's on my call.
Okay, so what's the games again?
It is Little Big Planet 3, okay. Shovel Knight, and Wolfenstein the New Order.
That's it? Those are the Hefei games?
That is the
No Nintendo games. I don't know.
Shovel Knight was on Wii U.
Right.
But it was not a Nintendo game.
What would Hefei be? Well, I mean, he fucking put his game for Wolfenstein. That sounds like a FA game, then. I'll go Wolfenstein. Fuck it.
We all go with Wolfenstein.
Yeah.
Let FA have the small victory.
Winston Award, Wolfenstein won. Yeah.
All right. Fozzie's Bro Game of the Year. Nominees are Call of Duty Advanced Warfare.
Guys, we're fucking assholes.
Bro! Titanfall.
Mega Bro.
Destiny.
I don't even like that game. It's not even my top 10.
Well, this is a bro game. You can play it with your bros.
Yeah, you're true. Okay.
Assassin's Creed Unity. There's no women characters, so that's a bro game all the way. And Halo the Master Chief Collection. I mean, these are all some bro games here.
There's a lot of bro going on.
I don't know. There's a lot of bro going on in Halo, I'll tell you that much. Yeah.
You gotta be Call of Duty.
No, yeah, it's not. Fozzy likes Titanfall more than Call of Duty. I got it.
I don't know if that's right. Is that true?
That is clearly right. I'm sorry. I've heard him say it multiple times. He bros.
I bro all the time with Titanfall. But Titanfall does have lots of ladies in there, but still.
Remember, Jeff.
I normally play as a lady here
because four of us are going to say Titanfall.
Well, go for it. It's all it's winning all night, so there you go. All
right, so this one, we have we did have nominees, but we kind of forced them out. Games we most wish we got to play but didn't. Let's all just pick one, and those will be kind of our...
Okay.
Because we can't decide...
You can't vote for someone else on this. This is
right. Right. Like, what game do we wish Don most played?
Okay. Yeah. Good call.
All right. So,
I wish I played Mordor the most. So.
Mordor.
Yeah.
I'm putting down Sherlock Holmes: Crimes and Punishment as mine.
Oh yes, that game is glorious. I think I gotta say Far Cry 4. It's the one game I keep, in spite of myself, I keep looking around for on sale, even though if I buy it, I'm not gonna play it for a while.
Here's the thing about it. Like, have you played Far Cry 3?
See, I have Far Cry 3. I played it for a couple hours and then kind of moved on to other stuff and never came back.
Yeah, what you should do is play Far Cry 3, because it's better. They're very similar. They're so similar, but Far Cry 3, in my opinion, is way better. Anyways.
I wouldn't say way better, and I'll make an argument for that. But anyways. Right. That's a tough one. I'm thinking Wolfenstein... Or not Wolfenstein. Sorry. South Park or Bayonetta.
You guys are all going to regret. Y'all listen to Chris and be like, he said sucked, and then you're going to play...
Don didn't like it either.
What? Wolfenstein?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucked.
All right. Chris beat it. Chris beat it, right?
I did not beat it.
We had this conversation an hour ago.
Drunk Jeff is still drunk.
Okay. I think South Park. I would have liked to have played that before the skin year.
That's a fantastic game.
It's a very good choice.
Yeah, that's why I hear.
And all right. Actually, that should have been on our most surprising list because it was an Obsidian game and it was great.
and it worked,
and it wasn't broken.
It wasn't broken at all.
Yeah,
that's great.
We have regrets?
Mildly. All right, Jeff. What game do you wish you had played, Jeff?
Mine is probably Wolf Among Us, but I will correct that soon.
I thought he was going to play. Wanted to play Europa Universalis, but
Wait, I'm back.
About Titanfall Frontier Defense.
Yeah, that's what he should have played.
No regrets.
That's what you should have played.
Yeah.
Because you're a fucking bastard.
Right, we got
Smash Bros. And shit to play. Come on.
That is true. Although I think Titanfall is better than Smash. But...
Yeah. Oh. You would. Because I'll smack you down. I'll be a little princess and I'll smack you all around the stage.
Prepare for princess fall.
Except when you lose to a naked guy.
Fozzie
plays as some naked motherfucker from like Fire Emblem or some shit.
Yep.
I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? This naked dude. It's like a Final Fantasy character and shit.
It's Shulk, right. Man. Shulk.
Best couch friendly game.
Uh-oh.
Here are our nominees. Mario Kart 8.
Speaking of which.
Super Smash Brothers for Wii U. Diablo 3 Reaper of Souls. And Little Big Planet 3.
All right, I haven't played any of these games, so I'm sitting out this one.
Okay. I think both Nintendo games definitely belong on this.
I think all four of these are honestly...
They're really good. We got to eliminate one, though.
Yeah.
Little Big Planet 3.
Yep.
I would just say because it's better for two players... than the other ones. The other ones are, like, great for four players plus.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I think you can play more with more people involved with the other ones. And it doesn't make Little Big Planet 3 not a good couch-friendly game. It just doesn't make it the best couch-friendly game.
It's pretty awesome, though.
Has anyone played...
That's why I nominated it. What?
Has anyone played Mount Your Friends, though?
I would love to Mount Your Friends.
Oh, no, I think you're the only one, Fozzie. Like,
you mean, like, Brian?
Love this is Brian. Why
Jeff wants to mount Brian. I just
he would love it, and I would love it.
Wait.
What the hell is going on?
I'm so confused. What did I miss?
I would throw my weight behind Mount Your Friends, but I know no one would agree with it, so I feel like I'm wasting my fucking vote here. But Mount Your Friends. Everyone play that that's listening to this podcast right now.
Dude, that's what I try to do every day, man.
All right. Anyway. Let's pick a winner here. Mario Kart 8, Super Smash Brothers for Wii U, or Diablo 3, Reaper of Souls.
Smash.
Diablo 3.
Smash. Smash.
Me and Hefe say Smash. Don says
Don Reaper says Diablo. I got to go with Smash on this. I think it is the best. Like,
it's so fun, dude. Like, you can both suck. It's fun.
I don't think it's a better game than Diablo. I don't think it's a better game than Mario Kart. I think it is the best. It is designed for that type of gameplay. For you to sit around on a couch and beat the shit out of each other and then trash talk right in their face.
Yeah. Yeah. The reason I wrote Reaper of Souls for this particular category was me and my wife, actually. That's our weekly deal. We play once a week. Kind of a date night thing. It's kind of neat that we have a game like that we can enjoy.
No, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's also nice that you'd still enjoy your wife's company after all this time. It's
true. Yeah. That is also true.
Aren't you married?
All right. coolest looking character is our final category here.
Oh, man. There's so many cool characters.
And we have five that were put in here. The Exo Stranger in Destiny. Bayonetta in Bayonetta 2. Well, we can get to who the Exo Stranger is in Destiny in a minute. Bayonetta in Bayonetta 2. The Xenomorph in Alien Isolation. Working Joe in Alien Isolation. And the Arbiter in Halo 2 Anniversary.
He did look cool.
I
work on Halo 2. Come on. Come on now.
Did you look at the Arbiter and that, like...
Yes. Yeah.
Fuck it. He completely redone. He's awesome.
It looks pretty awesome.
Can we add a character?
Sure.
The Iron Bull from Dragon Age Inquisition.
Oh, you little whore.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to have to look up an image of...
Me too, actually.
Because I don't Iron know that Bull. One.
That's He's one of my cool. missions. That's one of my missions, but I don't think
it's
I have
Freddy
that.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr.
It is on my map.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr., everyone. He's the best.
But is he like a big like buddy of BioWare?
Yes. Yes, he is. They love him there. As they should. As they fucking should. Can you go over the categories again? I'm sorry.
The nominees? Yeah.
I want to recap the winners here.
We'll recap the winners, but I'm not going over every single nominee. For coolest looking character, the Exo Stranger in Destiny, Bayonetta in Bayonetta 2,
sure.
The Xenomorph in Alien Isolation, the Working Joe in Alien Isolation, the Arbiter the Working Joe was the android.
Android.
The Arbiter in Halo 2 Anniversary and the Iron Bull in Dragon Age.
I am going to say eliminate both the alien ones. First off, it's from the fucking movie, The Aliens.
Working Joe weren't. I am with Fozzie on eliminate Xenomorph, though. Like, it's the alien.
It's not original. It's
an automatic win if you include it because it's the coolest looking thing ever.
It is awesome, but. It's also something that we've seen before. Like,
so, yeah, all right, cut it. But Working Joe, I think it's out there.
I'm okay with Working Joe. It's out there. It's a creepy fucking thing.
They're cool. They're super creepy, Android things.
Let's hold on to the Working Joe for a minute.
Yeah, I'll hold on to it.
Just a minute.
Okay. I still like the Arbiter in Halo 2 is really nice looking, too. Damn it. Okay, we got cut. We got cut, people. Let's start throwing some names out here.
Bayonetta? She's hot.
I've seen Bayonetta before.
She's got shorter hair now.
Yeah, she looks... She's like a chick. I mean, I don't know. There's... I'm saying just as far as character design, like, it's just nothing, like, unique, really.
Yeah, she's got, like, tall legs with guns on them.
But we've seen it before.
She did in Bayonetta 1.
Yeah, but her hair was different in that one. Like, you know,
she cut her. She did cut her hair. You're right.
She looked a little. Yeah, it's totally different. Better.
I don't know if better's the word, but.
Yeah. All right. All right.
Let's cut that one.
Fine.
Jeff has yet to make a compelling argument, so.
Well, I've. You know what? This is my first defeat right here. Everything else we've come up with, I'm happy.
Because you're drunk.
Let me take a look.
When you sober up, you're
going to
be like, oh my god, we did what?
All these choices, what have we done? Yeah, what have we done?
Working Joe, Alien Isolation.
Working Joe is creepy looking, but I don't know.
I think he's awesome, dude.
Again, it just looks generic, though, right?
Yeah. He's like, you are starting to kind of.
I mean,
I think for best characters in design, we have to, like, you know, like. Is that a best character design? That's like.
Well, it's coolest looking character.
I would definitely put Bayonetta over that for sure. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, you already eliminated Bayonetta, my father.
Well, and we're eliminating Working Joe.
God damn it.
Yeah. All right. So what we're left with is the Exo Stranger, the Arbiter, and the Iron Bull.
I haven't even seen the Iron Bull in the flesh yet. I'm waiting to
look it up.
Okay, what's the Stranger look like? That's the guy that's like all hidden, right? And he's got all black on.
Yeah, it's the chick who
exotics.
She's the one that's like, she shows up on, I think it's on Venus, and she's like, I don't even have time to tell you why I don't have time. I don't have time. Yeah, it's her. She is pretty cool looking.
Yeah,
she does look
cool.
Awesome, man.
Yeah, for sure.
She really does.
You know what's coolest? Like, the main dude in Guardians of the Galaxy. That was I saw it. I'm just saying, I saw it last night, and it was cool, and he had the mask on with the red eyes. It's like, and like, he was badass. The lasers? Yeah.
Okay, so.
I'm just saying.
I really like the Arbiter's new look, though, like the way they redesigned them.
Are you saying, like, the CG version, or are you talking about, like the version, like.
Well, you don't see, like, the only thing you see the Arbiter, because you play as him, is the CG version, is the new blur effect.
Yeah, the CG
that
looks
done.
Great, but I think, again, kind of going off of what they at least envisioned as far as what he looked like, you know?
Yeah, but
I mean,
right, I mean, the category is just coolest looking, so. But we have seen him before, so.
Okay.
I put my vote
towards the Destiny character, so that's my vote there.
That's mine, too.
Okay. So we need
one
more.
Why do you look up Iron Bull? Because he looks fantastic.
No, Iron Bull is cool, too.
He looks neat.
But I've seen Kanari before as well.
I don't know. Alright. I'm good with the Exo Stranger winning this, unless somebody has an argument against it.
God, it's about time Destiny wins something here. Jeez.
Alright, fine. There's your consolation. Go for it.
FA allows it, so it can't be
done. Let's quickly recap here. Before we move on to our top tens, and I get another beer. Best looking, Mario Kart 8 was our winner. Grand Theft Auto 5 remastered, that's not the title, just Grand Theft Auto 5. And Child of Light were our best looking runners up. Best story was Valiant Hearts with The Wolf Among Us and Wolfenstein The New Order as runners up. Best multiplayer was Titanfall with Diablo 3. And Super Smash Brothers for Wii U as runners up.
Or 3DS. 3DS good game, good too.
Sure.
Made no sense what I just said, but you understood it.
Best loot, Diablo 3 Reaper of Souls.
Yeah.
Wait, we did, right? We did decide
on
that.
Yes.
I was like, I thought we decided Call of Duty, but that's just what I wanted. Call of Duty, Advanced Warfare, and Dragon Age Inquisition were our runners-up. Best remaster was GTA V, with Halo, the Master Chief Collection, and Pokemon as runners-up.
Pokemon!
Most improved sequel, Call of Duty, Advanced Warfare was our winner, with Dragon Age and Madden NFL 15 runners-up. Biggest surprise, Call of Duty was our winner over QuizUp and Middle-Earth Shadow of Mordor. Most disappointing was Destiny, With sadly, Sunset Overdrive and Civilization Beyond Earth somehow.
The fuck, Don!
Sunset Overdrive just kind of slipped on there. Most broken game at launch, we decided that was Drive Club with Assassin's Creed and Halo.
The best part about Assassin's Creed being strong second. I still talk to you guys out of removing Halo and Assassin's Creed, but it's been done, so continue.
Most Tony Game of the Year was Europa Universalis 4 Conquest of Paradise.
Perfect.
The most Jeff Game of the Year was Wolfenstein The New Order, which was added on at the last minute by Jeff.
That's been some.
Fozzie's Bro Game of the Year was Titanfall. We picked five games that we wish we got to play, but didn't. I'm not going to rename them. You already listened to it. Best couch-friendly game was Super Smash Bros. For Wii U with Mario Kart 8 and Diablo 3 as runners-up. And our coolest-looking character of 2014 was the Exo Stranger in Destiny, followed up by the CG Arbiter in Halo 2 Anniversary and Tony's best friend, the Iron Bull.
It's not my best friend. We don't hang out at the club.
Bull says he has emotions. No.
Join us in part two for our top ten. We'll reveal our personal top tens, and we're going to fight to the death over our slight top ten.
I am not dying for this top ten.
No. I don't know if there's a game really that I'm willing to fight for and die over either.
I will fight for all of my top ten. That's where you'll lose.
Okay.
And I will win.
Good to know. We'll be back.